Most mathematicians prove many theorems in their lives, but the process by which their name actually gets branded onto one of them is haphazard. For instance, there is Euler, Gauss, and Fermat. They all have theorems, but each proved hundreds of theorems aside from their important ones. Their names got attached to just a few. From Stanford now to join us to talk about all things theorem is our math guy, Keith Devlin.
Hi, Scott. Good to be here again.
And he has a guest in the studio, which surprises us because I think a lot of people are reluctant to go into the studio with you, Keith.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
This is Danica McKellar. Now, I think it's safe to say that many people know her as Winnie from The Wonder Years, as well as guest spots on The West Wing. So thanks very much for being with us, Miss McKellar.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're with us because you have a theorem.
Yes, I do. I took a break from acting for 4 years to get a degree in mathematics at UCLA, and during that time I had the rare opportunity to actually do research as an undergraduate, and myself and two other people co-authored a new theorem. And the name of the theorem is Percolation and Gibbs-Dade's Multiplicity for Ferromagnetic Ashkenteller Models on Two Dimensions, or Z2. All right, that's the name of the paper, but nobody calls it that because, you know, it's hard to say. And when these journalists in People Magazine and Star Magazine, whatever the magazine is that decided to do an article about me and this math research, they just would rather call it the Chase-McKellar-Wendt theorem, and that's why it's sort of become known as that.
Could the two of you perhaps explain this theorem to us in a way that a substantial portion of even our audience would understand it?
I'm not going to make a fool of myself in a different way on the air this time. I'm going to let the author of this paper talk about it. So I'm just going to hand over to Danica.
We took a two-dimensional mathematical model of magnetic material and proved a theorem about it. It's called the Ashkenteller model, and it's a pretend two-dimensional lattice grid representation of this material, and it has properties based on temperature. One of them is called percolation, and another one is called whether it has multiple Gibbs states or not. And each of these two properties, percolation and Gibbs states multiplicity, they each have a critical temperature above which they do not happen and below which they do happen. And we proved that for this model, for the Ashkenteller model, that those two temperatures are the same.
Now, let me follow up a little bit. Why percolation as opposed to drip or French press?
That's a really good question. I got to take that up with someone.
I'll tell you, Scott, if I said what Danica's just said, you'd have cut me off halfway through. I know you would have done.
we're polite to guests.
Right. And that's. I mean, I could go on, but you probably don't really want me to.
Keith, what has this theorem opened the door to?
It's part of the whole business of taking mathematics and trying to apply it to the real world by constructing models of the real world and then proving things about those models. And then occasionally you work with these models, and sometimes you find that there are insights you get about the real world, and you can take the results and feed them into science and engineering and medicine and so forth.
Yeah, one of the most amazing things about mathematics is the people who do math aren't usually interested in application, because mathematics itself is truly a beautiful art form. Mm. It's structure and patterns, and that's what we love, and that's what we get off on. And so we write papers because we discovered a new pattern of sorts. And then it's up to somebody else to figure out if it has a use or not. And maybe it'll be like 100 years from now and who cares. But that's really what it's all about for us.
Hmm. Ms. McKellar, may I ask, is it a real chore for you to do like a Burger King commercial or something? I mean, I just in terms of your interest level.
I love acting. Acting is a true love of mine. Acting and math, although they are both creative, they use very different sides of your brain. And I love both. Acting is my first love, and that's my main career, and it really is. After I did the paper, I really did go back to acting. But, so it's not hard to go back to it. I absolutely love it, and it has its own dignity and intelligence and everything else. However, I recognize that I have a unique position to be a role model to young girls, because I am doing something that they consider glamorous, which is acting, and yet I took the time to really get my education and study mathematics, and I think math is the cat's meow, and I share that. I do. I have my website, danicamckellar.com, where I've been answering math questions for years and years now. I mean, that makes me so happy. I just don't even know what to do with myself. It makes me happier than when I get an acting job.
You're in acting for the long haul. Math is, however, a passion for you.
Exactly. And I believe that, you know, even though there's that chance that if I'd stayed in mathematics, that I would have proven some incredibly groundbreaking theorem, I'd rather use my powers in math to be an example that makes people question their stereotypes about what a mathematician looks like.
Well, a mathematician, for example, can be a droll and distinguished-looking man from Yorkshire, right? In theory?
Absolutely.
Oh, there's only one of those, Scott.
Absolutely.
They did break the mold.
I'll tell you, Scott, this is as a professor of mathematics, yeah. This is a substantial piece of mathematics, and any undergraduate who gets their name on a paper like this deserves justifiably to be very proud of what they've done. This is real mathematics.
Our math guy, Keith Devlin, who's executive director at the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University. His most recent book is The Math Instinct, Why You're a Mathematical Genius. I don't think that applies to all of us, along with lobsters, birds, cats, and dogs. And also Danica McKellar, the actor from The West Wing, and who's also author of Percolation in Gibbs States, Multiplicity for Ferromagnetic Ashkenteller Models on Z2.
Very good. Very good.
Well, I'm very familiar with it. I read it all the time, vulgarly known as the Chase-McKellar Wynn Theorem.